You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am here and I have the opportunity to have a conversation with Miss Shelley Vinson. How are you doing, Shelley?
Doing great. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. And of course, Shelley is the owner-operator of Shelley's Catering. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And so we obviously want to talk about your business a little bit. Kind of what we do in these podcast episodes, we like to talk about you personally. We want to know a little bit more about you. We want to talk about your business, how you got into your business, why you're passionate about your business. Then we want to talk about, you know, how you got involved with BNI. This is the Winning Edge podcast. And so we want to know how you got involved with our particular chapter of BNI, how it's helped you thus far. And then we want to get back to your business, specifically referrals. What are some good, what can we listen for in order to help send folks your way? And, you know, who are your clients? Who can you best help? And then you have a cool holiday or Christmas special that you are presenting. So we'll obviously be talking about that and some ways that maybe some folks in BNI or anybody that may be listening might be able to help those during this season. All right.
Thank you, Chris.
So as always, I'm going to ask you this. Who is Shelley Vinson?
Well, I'm Shelley Vinson, and like Chris said, I'm owner-operator of Shelley's Catering. And I've been doing this for a couple of years now. However, I've been involved with food my entire life.
Okay. Now, when you say that, it actually stems back. I think you said your grandmother was a big cook, right?
That's right.
So did she bring you in the kitchen on a regular basis, show you how to cook, what to cook, those kind of things?
She did. She brought me into the kitchen and put me on a kitchen stool at the age of 9 and taught me how to make homemade biscuits and homemade strawberry jam in a big pot. And I used to think I was a witch.
Yeah,
kind of stirring the witch's brew there.
The old adage says, if you love what you do, right, you'll never work a day in your life. So it took you a little while to get to this point. Again, we want to tell that story a little bit as to how you got here. But that, would you say that passion that you have for cooking started at that point?
I really enjoyed it. And I learned how to feed the masses from my grandmother. We would have to feed the farmhands. Lunch typically almost every day. And so in the summer, I was a very big part of that.
Okay.
And not by design. However, I put myself through college waiting tables. It was the most conducive to my college campus life. And the real passion was the Greenville Country Club.
Okay.
I love serving at a higher level, you know, with table linens and cloth napkins.
I got you.
And the white and the black attire.
Now, before we move forward kind of with that line, I wanted to jump back. You mentioned a farm. What kind of farm are we talking about, and where was this? In Tennessee?
It was in Tennessee, and it was dairy and tobacco farming.
All right. And so what did that entail? You mentioned you helping cook to help the farmhands and those kind of things. Did you ever work out on the farm at all?
I did. I used to milk about 200 head of cattle a day.
Is that right?
That's right. For a number of years.
Did you enjoy doing that, or is just a chore you had to do?
No.
Now, are you having to wake up at the crack of dawn in order for that to take place, or what did that look like?
About 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Started. Yeah.
So and I believe you still get up fairly early. Is that right?
On the days we have breakfast, yes.
Okay. So, but it's not completely foreign to you. Getting up at 3 a.m. would be something that would be very, very difficult for me. But I guess you, from a fairly young age, kind of got your body used to doing that, so you can do it, right?
That's correct.
Now, you mentioned Tennessee, so that's where you grew up, in Tennessee. And
yes.
In the mountains of Tennessee, or?
Yes. Okay. Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina.
Okay.
We have property in both.
Okay. And then you ended up moving to North Carolina. And then eventually got over to South Carolina. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, you mentioned in college in particular, you were you waited tables.
I did.
And now, is this at the country club that you're referring to, or is this separate from that?
No, this is the same.
Okay.
This is it.
So were you cooking and waiting tables, or just doing the waiting of the tables?
No, I did not cook.
Okay. All right.
I was a server.
Okay, I got you. And you went to college in South Carolina?
Yes.
What was the college?
University of South Carolina at Spartanburg.
Okay. And you were there for 4 years. You actually got a degree in computer sciences?
Correct.
And how did you get into that? How did you get into computer sciences?
I was always strong with science and math, and actually just started taking classes that were appealing to me, mm-hmm. and a guidance counselor, you know, gave me a test.
Yeah.
And I scored highest
in that area.
Mm-hmm. And I, as a kid, I would always take things apart.
Mm-hmm.
I never played with Barbie dolls.
I got you.
And at age 5, I carried a Dick Tracy lunchbox.
Okay.
I love problem solving.
Yeah.
So he always had a problem to solve. Dick Tracy did.
So what year did you graduate from South Carolina?
I have no idea. So, oh, my gosh.
A little ways back. But you did. You worked in computer sciences field for, I think you told me, about 30 years.
About 30 years.
So you did that for correct. A long time. Now, this isn't for one company or in one place. You actually moved around quite a bit. In fact, and just kind of to share with folks that may be listening to share with our chapter. So you grew up in Tennessee. You moved to North Carolina. You found your way to South Carolina for college. After that, you moved to Kansas City, Missouri, and then New Orleans, or New Orleans, or however you say it.
New Orleans,
Louisiana. And then you moved over to Salt Lake City, Utah for a bit before getting here to Florida. Is that right?
Correct.
And now you've been in Florida for about 15 years.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you've been in a few places. What's your favorite place to live?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City? Or what's special about Salt Lake City?
The mountains, the Rocky Mountains.
Okay. All right. Anything in particular? Are the people there? Is it just the sights? In particular, the Rocky Mountains? Is that what you love the most?
The Rocky Mountains. Mountains bring a lot of strength.
So, I mean, looking here, you know, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina in particular, like you said, Salt Lake City, a lot of mountains. Is it weird to walk outside and not have mountains in the distance here in Florida, in the flatlands of Florida?
It is. And I've not exactly gotten used to the fact that there's no snow.
Mm-hmm.
My kids trick-or-treated in the snow every year until we moved to Florida.
I got you.
And I still have.
Now you wear shorts when you go to
Yes.
right.
Yes.
You wear shorts on Thanksgiving, in
yes.
fact. we just had. So mentioning your children, you're married to Stephen.
Yes.
And you're actually getting ready to celebrate your 11th anniversary coming up in January.
We are.
Yeah. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you briefly about your 10-year anniversary and the trip that you took out to Australia. We'll do that in a moment. But you have 4 children?
We do.
And their names?
I have Rebecca and Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And my husband has Amanda and Joshua.
All right. And you also have some grandchildren.
We do. We have Kelsey, Ryan, and Aurora.
And what are the ages? You don't have to give me this, the range. What's the range of the ages there?
12 to 2.
12 to 2. Okay. All right. Very good.
And Lulu is supposed to be here December 4th.
So you got one on the way.
We have one on the way.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
So going back to the trip. So the 10-year anniversary, you went out to Australia and New Zealand. You were there for 3 weeks, I think you said?
Trip of a lifetime, yes.
Yeah. Is that somewhere that you'd always wanted to visit?
We did. We really wanted our 10-year to be unforgettable, and so we chose Princess Cruise Lines, mm-hmm. The Love Boat, 10-year honeymoon, or 10-year wedding anniversary, and New Zealand had a nice 14-day cruise, and it afforded us 5 days in Sydney, Australia, which we got to take in the Bay Harbor Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and the sights of Australia there. It's a very different way of life.
Is it?
Yes.
Give me one example.
One example, minimum wage is $18 an hour. Second example, the law enforcement walks around with tasers and not guns.
Okay.
There are no homeless.
Okay.
Where we were at, even the 9 destination points of New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
Everybody has a job.
Okay, I see. What do you attribute that to? The lack of homelessness.
We were told when we asked that question is, if you lose your job, they put you in security. They put you in security, security position.
Oh, I see.
They want everyone working.
Yeah. That's good. So the unemployment rate is next to nothing. Now, this is in New Zealand or in Australia?
Both.
Oh, really? Wow. Both. Okay. Now, I think another thing you said is there's sheep everywhere.
Sheep everywhere.
Yeah. So.
And the other thing that was kind of a difference between New Zealand and Australia is in Australia, the bigger the money, the smaller. In New Zealand, the bigger the value of the money, the bigger. The money was
like, oh,
the bigger the coin, the bigger the bill.
I see the physical size. I got you. Interesting.
So we kind of had to really. We had an Australian purse and a New Zealand purse.
Yeah,
and then an American purse.
I got you. Keep everything separate. Now I had a conversation with Michelle Fowler.
Yes.
About travel in particular, and that's one of your passions. You enjoy traveling, right? Mm-hmm. And she obviously travels a lot doing what she does with the cruise planners and everything. And she definitely recommends for everybody to get out there and travel, because you do see other cultures and you see other folks, the way of life and what works really well and maybe what things that don't work as well. So what are some other places that maybe you've visited or hope to visit at some point?
Definitely Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Especially before the glaciers
mm-hmm.
disappear.
Yeah.
Canada was pretty fascinating. We were in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
Kelowna, and that was the Cascade Mountain Range is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do Sweden, Norway.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's snow.
Yeah, I got you. So you're a big snow fan.
I love snow.
Yes. So in addition to travel, you also, you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
We are.
Right? And your husband's a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you said your dad was a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You now adopted that. You too are a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as you mentioned, they won yesterday. So congratulations to the Steelers.
That was actually our honeymoon.
Yeah,
is back that right? In 2009 when Pittsburgh played here in Tampa Bay.
Okay, yeah.
Against
yeah.
the Cardinals and won.
That's right. Big play at the end of the game, I think. Ben had a big touchdown pass.
We were sitting on that end zone.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh, when Holmes, number 10,
oh,
caught
wow.
the final touchdown.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
And then also you're a Clemson Tiger fan, being there from South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And obviously it's a good time to be a Clemson Tiger fan, reigning national champions, won again yesterday, or on Saturday, rather. So very good. Congrats on that. You also like to read. You're a big reader.
I am a big reader.
Now, you used to read a lot of fiction. Now you read more nonfiction, in particular, I guess, like networking type of books?
Networking, personal growth.
Okay. Now, you've read, I think you told me you've read all of Ernest Hemingway's writings. Is that right?
That's right.
More than once. What's special in your mind about Hemingway?
His descriptiveness.
Okay.
You can really see where you're at.
Okay. So you kind of get lost in that reading. He really takes you to wherever he's trying to take you. He's
yes.
able to do that. Yeah, I got a special way with words. And then the other thing that you like to do is, which is, I guess, fairly new to you, is riding bikes, right?
That's right.
And you actually try to ride three times a day?
No, three times a week.
A week, that's what I meant. Three times
uh-huh.
a week, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, three times a week, and you try to go 20 miles each day when you ride.
That's right.
Okay. I think you said that Ms. Patricia Laird, Cranks Works Bicycles, actually helped to get you fitted for a bike, for the bike that you use.
She did.
And it's made a big difference.
It's made a big difference. I never saw myself as a bike rider. Mm-hmm. And I went into Crank Works to mm-hmm. have a one-to-one with mm-hmm. Patricia and was fascinated.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the education mm-hmm. that she
was able to provide to you. Yeah.
Was able to provide, and they really take their time to make sure what your goals are. Obviously, they could just sell you a bike, but it's not like that with mm-hmm. Mark and Patricia. They make sure that they understand what your needs and goals are.
Now, I haven't been running here recently, as you can tell, but I did used to run quite a bit, and hopefully we'll get back into that. I know one of the things I enjoy about running, especially when you're running for a pretty good while, you know, maybe 7-8 miles, you know, you're out there by yourself for, you know, over an hour, maybe as much an hour and a half or so. A lot of thinking that can be done during that time. What do you like to do with that time?
Think.
Yeah.
I do. I do not listen to any music.
Mm-hmm.
As an opportunity for me to clear my head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I'm perplexed about something, some business plan or something.
Trying to work through that.
You know, trying to work through it, especially with your building a business from the ground up. There's a lot of things to think about. Are you putting your money in the right places?
Sure, sure.
Do you have the right people hired?
Sure, yeah. All those good important questions, right? Well, let me ask you this now. Moving into Shelley's Catering in particular, how did we get here? How did we get to this point? How long has Shelley's Catering been around?
For almost 2 years, and it's how we got here is our son got married in November of 2017, mm-hmm. and the food was not the best wedding food.
Okay.
And I had always been the host for the children's graduation parties, birthday parties, Thanksgiving, engagement parties. And my husband leans over during the reception of Joshua's and Oriana's wedding and says, "You should have cooked the food."
Yeah.
And that was November of 2017. So December of 2017, I just put Shelley's together and did my first catering, private catering, January 2018. And
here we are now, like you said, almost 2 years later. And everything's going well.
Everything's moving forward. Yeah, yes, it is.
Now, I think you have, in particular, you have some goals for Shelley's Catering here over the next, say, by 2020 and also 2025, some big goals. What's your 2020 goal?
2020 goal, March of 2020, we're desperately hoping to be in our own kitchen.
Okay.
Definitely work more on my business, at least 80%. On my business and not in my business.
I got you. Yeah. So building, marketing, networking, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. And then 25, you have another big goal.
Yes, I would like to have a farm venue kind of following the same guidelines of a bed and breakfast, rooms where people could stay for a retreat or a wedding or just a girl's weekend. It would be nice to have a bike trail, mm-hmm. Offer some bikes for, mm-hmm. you know, riding, maybe even a pond for fishing.
Sure. So you come to this place, the idea is come to this location and everything's taken care of you. You don't have to leave. You stay right here on site for, you know, however long the tree is, a weekend or week or whatever it may be. Potentially have weddings there as well. Have everybody come in town, those kind of things, right?
Correct.
Very cool. Very cool. That's a neat goal. And certainly, hopefully, through your efforts and through the efforts with BNI and everything, hopefully you'll be able to get your, find your way there. Now, in particular with BNI, how did you get involved with BNI?
That's a great question. Thank you, Chris. But I have to contribute Carolyn Zakovic for inviting me to BNI. She was, she said, just come check out our breakfast. And, I came and checked out our breakfast and, thought that I could, definitely, you know, offer, a proposal to caterer breakfast as
now,
well.
Now, how did you meet Carolyn?
I had catered a ribbon cutting ceremony for Southern Sisters Boutique.
Okay.
And I met Lauren Jolly, who invited me to the Chambers B2B event on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I attended the following Monday, and I sat beside Carolyn Zakovic.
I got you.
And so she invited me to the Tuesday meeting at Northcliff.
Yep. And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are. Now, that was approximately May of 2018 or so is when you joined?
May was when I joined. My first visit was April.
Prior to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I got a question for you here a little bit later. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that at the last section. Well, you know what? Let me go ahead and ask you now.
Okay.
One of the questions I like to ask in rapid fire section is, what's your most important networking trait? And I loved your answer, so let's go ahead and talk about that now. What was your answer to that?
Good food.
Yeah, and so again, that's interesting. You know, most of the time folks say, you know, well, hard work or perseverance or persistence or honesty or whatever it may be. Good food is definitely, I think, probably the most unique answer that I've gotten. So because of that, what do you mean by that? I think already you kind of give us a little taste into what that might look like, but tell us a little bit about that. Why is that your answer?
Quality and consistency, in my opinion, is the top priority of good food. Mm-hmm. You have to have that consistency, and your food always has to taste good. It may be, you know, challenging from time to time to satisfy all the palates out there. But you don't want to over-season, you don't want to under-season, and you want your food just to always be good. You know, someone will recommend good food. Mm-hmm. We do it all the time. Yeah. You know, to this restaurant or that restaurant, you know.
But it seems like your food has actually taken you to some pretty big networking events. It's really led you to where you are. You actually provide the breakfast for our chapter, the Winning Edge chapter, every Tuesday. You mentioned some other of those venues as well. Do you think, you know, just by nature of what you do and doing it well, that has led you to other you know, networking groups wanting Shelley's Catering in their particular chapter?
Absolutely. Alliance BNI chapter meets on Thursdays in Wesley Chapel. I have received testimony from that chapter that because of the goodness of Shelley's Catering food, that they, you know, asked me if I would be interested in catering for them. And so now we cater for them on Thursdays. And that's exactly how the good food.
So you start your business in, would you say, November of 2017?
Well, that's when the thought.
That's when the thought popped in. Then by
January
of 18. That's when you're, so then only a few months later, 4 months later, you get this invitation to BNI. What's your thought? What's your thought with being a new business owner, coming in, seeing at that point, I don't know, 45 or so other business owners in the room? What was going through your head? This is crazy. This is going to work well.
I was blown away. Mm-hmm.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a great way. Okay. And I wanted to definitely become a member or the, fill out an application to mm-hmm. see if I could become a member of BNI. However, I was concerned about the time commitment. And I don't know why I was so concerned about that. I guess because, you know, what if I get a catering on Tuesday morning and I can't, you know, mm-hmm. A sub is permitted.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so I really did think, would this be a good fit for Shelley's? Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I did follow that because it has been, without a shadow of a doubt, the best.
Follow that line of thinking for a minute. So the idea was, okay, I like the idea. It seems to make sense. BNI, you know, just the whole idea behind the concept behind it makes sense. But the initial thought was the time commitment is going to limit me and essentially potentially limit my ability to grow. That's kind of what was going through the head.
Yes.
But you mentioned something earlier. You said by next year, you'd like to have 80% of your time personally built, spent rather, on your business, not in your business. What exactly does that mean?
That I'm out definitely being the face mm-hmm. of the company and growing the company, the wedding expo, more services. Mm-hmm. I do want to primarily serve Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus counties and just grow to allow for jobs mm-hmm. to bring more jobs to the local area. That, you know, we do have good local businesses up here taking care of one another, mm-hmm. and we're not losing all of this business down to Hillsborough and Pinellas,
Tampa,
counties.
Bigger cities, those kind of things. Now, if somebody, you know, is listening to this, maybe they're considering submitting an application to a BNI chapter somewhere. They are having some of the same thoughts that you had I just don't know if I can commit the time. And again, it is a significant time in our chapter in particular. You know, you have an hour and a half meeting plus 15 minutes of open networking every single week, right? That's almost 2 hours every single week that you're committing to that, right? Yeah. And yeah, exactly. You're looking at doing the CEUs, that's the continuing education units. That's where, you know, spending a couple hours a week, learning, educating yourself. Then you have one-to-ones as well. was spending at least an hour with another member of the chapter at least two times a week. So, you know, here we are about 6 hours right there just with that. And that's kind of the bare minimum, right? A lot of times you're spending more time than that. So if somebody's out there thinking, oh, that's just too much, this is not going to work, what would your response be to that?
Really rethink that. Step outside the box and really look at the big picture. Yeah. Because that time spent, if you are committed and you're going to spend that time wisely and learning and following what you are learning earnestly, then the reciprocity of it will come back to you. I mean, you know, it is about helping others, but others are there to help you.
Now, BNI is designed to help your business grow, right? That's the idea behind it. So if you're somebody out there, if you have a, you know, somebody listening and they're like, well, I'm really happy where I'm at, I don't want to grow at all, BNI probably isn't for you, because that's what's going to happen. Your business will grow if you follow the process and procedure, right, that has been laid out, proven model for years and years and years. You follow that, your business will grow. And of course, I can attest to that. You can attest to that as well. And in particular, what are some ways that BNI has helped you here in the last year and a half?
They've really helped me to expand on the services, because when I started the catering business, actually I thought it would just you know, be a couple of caterings here and there, but because, you know, BNI did force me to that's where I've really, really grown, to step out of that box and look at the bigger picture. I've been able to offer the family style dinners. I saw a need for that, and as well as focus on breakfasts, lunch, and dinners for business professionals, and, you know, kind of scale it back, understanding the concept better to get to the big fish, the wedding venues that you know, have to go through the smaller processes first, and that's where, when I started Shelley's, I had a great big appetite, you know, and almost put too much on my plate, so to speak, and you know, no pun intended but you know, I had to learn to grow as I could day by day. And that's where BNI has really been there for me, is I've been able to reach out to different mentors at different periods, time periods, and discuss, you know, ideas and grow.
So what I want to talk to you a little bit about is in particular how you're able to help clients, how you're able to help individuals out there. You know, somebody listening, maybe inside BNI, outside BNI. Who are the clients that Shelley's Catering in particular can help? And before you answer that question, you know, I just was thinking, you know, one of the things you were talking through, that, you know, one of the things years and years ago, right? The culture was, from a family standpoint, you get home, everybody sits down at the dinner table, right? The meal is prepared, you sit down, you eat that meal. You know, unfortunately, you know, I think unfortunately too, as a negative to our culture, that doesn't happen nearly as much as it once did. And I think, really, you in particular, your business can actually help bring that back into the family, you know, dynamic. Because what you do, you'll prepare the meals, you'll have them delivered. It's all there. Your family now can come gather around the table together and eat an already prepared meal, and you know, have good conversations like we did in the good old days, if you will. So what are some other clients that you can help?
For those who have specific diet requirements, paleo, keto, gluten-free, weight loss, we help those achieve their goals. You know, we spend some time with them, discover what they are, if they need their macros listed out for the bodybuilding meals.
So I'm an individual, I want to lose weight, for example. I could come to you and say, hey, this is what I'd like to do. You know, these are the calories I need to look at, you know, no carbohydrates or no sugar or whatever we're looking at. You can put a meal plan in place and deliver those meal plans to help me stick to that diet.
That's correct.
Okay. Or like you said, bodybuilding, certain things you need in there, you can make sure that happens as well.
That's correct.
All right, what else?
And you're right, with the family style dinners, they're delivered hot, and you know, you grab your plate, fill your plate, and enjoy the conversation in the moment with your family. And they're delivered in tins that you just put the lids on them and put them in the fridge after you're finished. And, you know, your cleanup is super light. You're not washing pans.
And I can tell you, here in our office, the Chambers Law Firm here, we had a Thanksgiving dinner for everybody here, or lunch rather, for, you know, everybody in the office, staff and everything. And you came in, you delivered that to us. You had it all nice and set up. And when we were done, you came and took everything, you know, took everything well and took care of the cleanup for us. So obviously, you know, those, you know, businesses out there with staff that would like to do something like that for Christmas even, that's something that you certainly could provide, and I can tell you it was delicious.
Thank you.
For sure. And super easy as well, which obviously was helpful. Anything else you'd like to mention there as far as other clients? I know you have a special for Christmas in particular. You want to talk about that?
We do. We have our Christmas special. We have a prime rib, and we're serving that with our au jus and horseradish. You can have it creamy or raw. And oven-roasted red potatoes. We are serving it with some roasted Brussels sprouts with Parmesan cheese. Again, if you're not a fan of Brussels sprouts, we will substitute asparagus for you. Spring mix salad with your choice of dressing and rolls. And if you order before December 13th, you will receive homemade strawberry cookie cups with that. And then we are serving all of this for $100. And so you may know someone who would enjoy a nice Christmas dinner, and maybe this would be a nice gift idea for you.
So if you're somebody out there, and you know, you can't think, hey, I got a family member or a friend and I want to provide something for them, this might be a way to do that. Hey, provide their dinner for them or their lunch or something like that. Also, a neat idea that you actually did for Christmas or Thanksgiving rather. If there's somebody out there and has a family that's maybe isn't going to have that Thanksgiving meal, we could simply donate that money to you.
Yes.
You'll have it delivered to that family, and you do something else that's pretty neat too. Another charitable donation. Talk about that.
Yes. What Shelley's has taken on this year is to, instead of charging for delivery with our Thanksgiving dinner and our Christmas dinner promotions, is match the delivery fee and donate this money to New Generations, helping our pregnant teen moms out here with some necessities that they need to really get started with their children.
And with the Christmas special that you have, when's the last time we can order that?
December 20th is the last day for ordering.
Okay. All right. So through December 20th. And what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
Our website is the best way, but to fill out the contact information. That way we have documentation of it.
And that's shelleyscatering.com.
And that's shelleyscatering.com.
That's shelleyscatering.com. And then what about the phone number?
You can also call us, and a facilitator will speak with you at 727-207-8881.
All right, very good. And anything else that you would like somebody listening to know before we jump into the rapid fire section? Anything that we missed?
I can't think of anything right now, but
well,
thank you.
Very good.
Chris.
Well, now we're going to jump into the rapid fire section. Again, we may talk a little bit more than a simply rapid fire would provide, but that's okay if we do. So I'm going to ask you this. What's the best book that you have ever read? Any book whatsoever?
The Old Man and the Sea.
Okay. The Old Man and the Sea. Very good. And what's so good about that book?
He never gives up.
Okay.
All he right. never gives up.
And that's something that certainly you've now adopted and as well, right? Which has put you where you are.
That's right.
Currently. Now, let me ask you this. What's the best networking book that you've ever read?
Business
networking.
Grant Cardone, Be Obsessed or Be Average.
Okay. And he has a pretty neat story himself, right?
He does have a neat story himself. You know, he's just like any other person. He goes through trials and tribulations and challenges of his youth, and he figures himself out, and basically, bottom line, there's no BS, no excuses, and why limit ourselves? We get in our way all the time, and we can just take from that and just continue to grow and move forward.
Yeah, I think I was mentioning it to you before we started recording. Sean May actually mentioned him in particular, and one of the books that he read from him, and he's really learned, I guess, a great deal from, you know, from afar, from Grant Cardone. And then I've already asked you what your, you know, in your opinion, what's the most important networking trait? And for you, you've already mentioned, you know, good food.
Good food.
And we've kind of talked through that. So we've got three more, and then we'll be done for this particular episode. Number one, what is the, what's one networking secret you wish maybe you had known sooner?
A serious business plan.
Okay. All right. And who's helped you with that?
Ron Mustachy.
All right. And why is that so important?
It really helps lay the pathway for the success of your business. And had I known then what I know now, I do feel like I would be in a financial position, better position.
I got you. And actually, so that's the best business tip, right? That you wish you'd known sooner. The best networking tip you wish you had known or sooner is that you could do it.
That's
right?
Correct.
What do you mean by that?
You know, especially with the like-minded people like yourself, even though our industries are very different, we learn from one another. And you're supported, and you know, we're able to tap into each other. Like I said, you know, I can look at my power team, and we can discuss why is this not working, what is working, and who is your best referral. And you know, I mean, it really is a lot of times about planting these seeds 5, 6, 7 times. I've got a referral right now for Tyler, and it's one of my weight loss clients.
Okay,
and she's been one of my clients now for several months. And so almost like every time I see her, I'm just
pushing her.
And, you know, so now she's kind of committed to me. Well, after the first of the year. So, you know, I'm getting her a little bit closer, but, you know, it's those types of things.
So, you know, with the best networking tip you wish you had known sooner, you can do it. And
I
think you said you used to limit yourself. And it sounds like one of the advantages from networking that I don't know that we would have necessarily thought going into, you know, really a B&I, you know, endeavoring into B&I, is that you are going to get this accountability among your you know, amongst your fellow BNI members and fellow networking partners, that maybe that's something you don't really always consider, but that accountability is huge in helping push you to that kind of next level, right?
That's right.
And then the last thing I'd ask, what is the most profound piece of advice that you've ever been given?
That it'll all work out. Just keep the faith, follow your heart, stay true. And keep it real every day.
Yeah.
Keep it real and never limit yourself and just do not react to the situations. Just
so don't get too high, don't get too low.
Right.
Just keep pushing forward.
Just keep pushing forward.
Well, with that, I think it's a good place to end the episode. So, Shelly, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the WNA Edge podcast.
Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!